From Tibbetts on September 17th, 2012, this is Change P.O. Box Billing Address to Order an iPhone, written by Adam Sangst. If you live in a rural part of the United States, you might use a post office box as your billing address, since it's a more secure destination for important letters such as bills, and it can usually be differentiated from a shipping address that you point at your home or office, depending on what's most convenient. But as Tidbits reader John Hinckley, who lives in a small town in Vermont, pointed out to me, those who do rely on a P.O. box may have trouble ordering an iPhone from Apple, because Apple won't ship to P.O. boxes. The fact that you're not shipping to such an address is relevant because, at least in the case of the iPhone, Apple reportedly picks up your AT&T billing address as the default shipping address. Presumably the same applies to Verizon Wireless and Sprint customers in the United States. I imagine the situation may vary in other countries. When John called the Apple store to resolve the problem, the sales rep said she was unable to help, but she had spoken to a number of customers with the same problem. Luckily, he hit upon a workaround, which was to change his billing address on the AT&T website temporarily, and then place his order for the iPhone 5. Once it arrives, he plans to change the AT&T billing address back to his P.O. box. If you run into a similar problem, John's workaround is worth a try. It might also be worth trying to order from your carrier directly to see if they will let you differentiate between billing and shipping addresses. I ended up ordering from AT&T, not because of any address snafus, but because AT&T was still promising that my iPhone 5 would arrive on September 21st, and I placed my order early on the first day of pre-orders, whereas Apple's already saying I'd have to wait until sometime in October. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, Nuance, CrashPlan, Intego, Nopoon Productions, ScanSnap, and Dusk Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and interesting how these old-style billing address P.O. box things can come back to haunt you. But on the other hand, why is Apple refusing to deliver such an address? It's the post office, after all. What could be more secure?